You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash, who is also a Fox News military analyst. He joins us now to discuss the news that Iran, apparently, by the end of 2009, will have enriched enough uranium to make a nuclear weapon possible in the near future. We also want to get his thoughts as the Obama administration turns its focus in the war on terrorism to the Afghan theater and the effort to double the number of U.S. troops on the ground there, as the mission continues to be complicated, given the tribal nature of the region, as well as the apparent resurgence to some extent of the Taliban. And, Captain, it's always good to have you with us.
Greg, nice to be back.
We knew that this development of the Iranian nuclear weapon was happening, even though there had been U.S. intelligence reports, I guess, a year or two ago, suggesting that they had abandoned those ambitions. What does this new information mean, especially about what timeline we're working with diplomatically and otherwise?
Well, most people who had been looking at this totally discounted that intelligence report. I mean, that was just absurd on the face of it. And so in looking at this, you now have just about everyone is convinced beyond reasonable doubt that the Iranians are pressing for a nuclear weapon. All of the talk about a peaceful program has been discounted because they've seen the treachery that the Iranians constantly put forth. So it goes back to July of 2008 when the European Union tried to meet with the Iranians, and they said, no, we're not going to stop our development. So they are bound and determined to get nuclear weapons, and if we think they're a problem now, wait till they get nuclear weapons, because then they will be very aggressive on the world stage, knowing that they've got a trump card at home should anybody try to make them pay for their foreign exploits.
Captain, there's a contention out there that we can't do much to stop them from achieving a nuclear weapons program, given the way that they've gone about constructing this program, and they say that eventually we'll have to learn to live with a nuclear Iran. Do you believe that's inevitable, or is there an effective way in the limited time we have left here to thwart this?
Well, I think that literally we've just about run out of grains of sand in the hourglass, unfortunately. The previous administration tried to do it with talk and sanctions. All that did was played right into the Iranians' hands, allowed them to buy time to keep their work going. Of course, the Iranians watched on the world stage, saw how the North Koreans were treated, saw how things countries were treated like the Serbs and the Iraqis, and what they did was they saw that it was in their best interest get weapons of mass destruction, to then move those development parts of it and separate it, bury them underground. In this case, the Iranians buried it under actual neighborhoods where civilians are living, to make it politically hardened, if not concrete hardened. And so they've made it extremely difficult to do that. Now, how could we have, if we had the time, and we still may have some time, what really needs to happen is, if the Dutch had nuclear weapons, we would not be overly concerned. That the Iranian regime has is about to get nuclear weapons is of extreme concern. So the fact is, what really matters is, what is the government in Iran? And the current government, the current regime in Iran, is bent on reestablishing a caliphate and worldwide Islamic revolution. So that is incompatible with civil society and Western societies in general. So how can we do that? There has to be a regime change in Iran. That is really the only answer, because you cannot put the technology itself back in the bottle. You have to change those who will get to use and employ that technology.
Let's shift gears and move to Afghanistan now, Captain. In our remaining minutes here, we know the Obama administration wants to put more troops on the ground, pretty close to doubling the 34,000 U.S. forces that we have now. What do you believe the impact of that would be?
Well, we need to get more troops on the ground in there. And the reason is, you keep reading about these the civilian deaths, the inadvertent civilian deaths, collateral damage. The bad guys are using civilians as shields, period. So when they start shooting, when they start lobbing mortars, when they take aggressive action, they do it just like Hamas did from the Gaza Strip. They locate themselves in and around civilians, so that when they draw fire, they may die getting it done, but the fact is they're going to make it just untenable from a political standpoint, collateral damage standpoint for the U.S. So what would more troops do? More troops on the ground would be able to get out into these villages, keep the bad guys from getting in there and taking over and intimidating the locals, much like we did with the surge in Iraq. The other thing they'll be able to do is get better eyes on and pursue the Taliban out in the field, pursue them, get eyes on, and then be able to much better target them, bringing in air power. Air power is extremely accurate. It will hit what you tell it to hit. If you tell it to hit bad guys, and those bad guys are within arm's length of a bunch of civilians, and you don't know it, you're taking everybody out.
We're talking with Captain Chuck Nash, U.S. Navy retired, and a captain just today on Capitol Hill, the ongoing Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, a holdover from the Bush to the Obama administration, was talking about the plans to bring additional troops into Afghanistan and how there would be goals set up for both near-term and long-term progress there. One of the things we saw from at least one Democratic member of the committee in a report that I read, Jim Webb of Virginia, is that even before the troops get there, before they approve such a thing, they want to know how soon they're going to come home. What is the mindset we can expect from this administration and this Congress on this expansion of the mission in Afghanistan?
Well, maybe this administration will have a better crystal ball than the last administration, because really that's what it comes down to. That is like trying to predict when you're going to sell a stock. So first off, you have to know whether it's going to go up or down, and then the next thing is you have to know where your timing meets that. Senator Webb has experience in the military from his service he graduated from the Naval Academy and was a Marine Corps officer during Vietnam. Had a very gallant career. And he understands, probably more than most, that you set certain warfighting goals, and then when those goals are achieved, that's when you start looking at your end game. You don't predict an end game and say, well, we're going to do this until such and such a time, and then we're pulling the plug. So I think for anyone, President Clinton was accused of that same thing when he tried to predict how long troops would be in Bosnia and Kosovo. And we still have troops cycling through Bosnia and Kosovo. So that's just folly. And anybody who gets caught trying to give a date is just playing into the game. You don't do that.
Captain, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, thank you so much for your time.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
Captain Chuck Nash, U.S. Navy retired, Fox News military analyst. This is Dateline Washington.